The only impossible journey is the one you never begin. Tony Robbins. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kingdom Gains Podcast. Your host, Joe Off The Rock, here in American Samoa. We're on code blue. COVID-19 has everybody stay at home. So what do we got going on right now? We're just focused on spending time with family. We're focused on bettering our fitness as if and when we can find time. If you're an essential worker, stay safe out there during these times. But definitely now in this time, we have to recognize what skill sets that we're maybe slacking on and what skill sets that maybe we could utilize hobbies or any side hustles that we might want to emphasize during this time, so we can start building another residual income. I truly believe in building another income and helping your family out is your duty, is your responsibility. Speaking about that, but definitely this podcast is about entrepreneurship, is about faith building, it's about encouragement. And so I welcome you, and I thank all the listeners that jumped on early on, the 10 plus people that listened to the first episode. Welcome to this show, welcome to this journey, and we will be on this road together. And any comments, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. That's Kingdom_Gains_podcast. Like our page, share it to somebody that might need this little voice of encouragement while they are out and about in their daily lives. So getting into our podcast, today's episode is about taking action. And I believe a lot of episodes coming up is going to be about taking action. And I'm going to invite some people that have taken action, share their stories so that they can inspire you, the regular person. And I'm a regular average Joe myself. I've just recognized that taking action early on in my life had really a lot of value, had added a lot of value, had added a lot of, success, with whatever I had going on. I started working as an employee at 16 years old. And for me, I always wanted to aspire to be better than the situation and condition I was living with. And finding a job for me, there's nothing like finding work at a young age. You see all the successful entrepreneurs out there. They've always had that work ethic. Grant Cardone, to follow his work, and he's talking about selling at a young age. Gary Vee. I mean, you follow these guys. They're so big in the industry nowadays. Excuse me. But you see that their foundation in their youth had always been about working. It always been about building, and all has always been about selling and working. So for me, at a young age, I always had to work. I had to work and help my mom and to help my siblings. But work, that work ethic, that sweat equity was just so important in my life, because I couldn't learn it from a father figure. Growing up without a father is not a something I like to share, and I don't. It's something that I've always kept as a insecure feeling. But I learned that as I grew with this work ethic and this work attitude, I knew I could find peace in my heart to be independent. And just taking action. I had a job. Early on, I wanted to be independent, and then just taking action, applied for it, didn't know I was going to get it, got hired at the local movie theaters as a concession boy and sold tickets, and then just continued to just go from there. That's not to say, you can't do anything else. You don't have to always go and work at the movie theaters as I did, but I saw that as an opportunity to work part-time, still work and go to school, And ever since then, I just kept working, after high school, just worked. And I took action. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I took action in a positive light. I saw what I didn't want to become, I didn't want to be, without at home. So I wanted to just continue dive in and take action at different places and join the military. You know, I'm a military, currently in the military and just serving part-time. But, you know, the military and the structure and the foundation and the values and the lessons, everything that, that military attitude, everything the military teaches you is what is keeping me grounded, The values, the military values, the core values of the United States Army is leadership, loyalty, duty, respect, self-assertive, honor, integrity, personal courage. I think I got them all. But, that's kind of where we're, what has been ingrained in me to become the person that I am today. So taking action, guys, coming back to that, the four key tips that I want to kind of share with you right now about taking action is, number one, decide exactly what you want, right? Early on, I wanted to work. I wanted to be employed. I wanted to have those skills. I wanted to be, I wanted to be that person who was social. You know, I was always shy and timid, and maybe it didn't get to other people. I was quiet, but I had to get out there and be employed, and in order to get employed and for people to like you in the position you to keep you, you have to be social. So decide what you want, get out there and decide, make the decision to work. Make a decision to do something. Make a decision to start that side business. Make a decision to, generate another income stream. And, set a deadline. This podcast I've been putting off for a while. But I've set myself a deadline to start. I'm setting aside every weekend to focus on it. And those are deadlines that I keep to myself personally, Start setting up interviews and finding time in our day to make sure that I execute on those interviews, all right? And take action every day, whether it's learning. That's so important. Learn. There's so much resources out there now to help you take your game to the next level. There's no gone are the days where you had to, read books to find out the shortcuts. Because everything is online right now. So we have no excuse. We can get on YouTube. We can get on. There's so many more. There's also a lot of resources on TikTok. Even on TikTok, you can find people that are skilled and they have resources that you can learn from. And if books is your thing, get into books. I started getting into books. I started reading a lot more. And it really does help. But sometimes you just can't find time in a day. So audiobooks, if you're listening to podcasts and listen to podcasts like these ones, then that's a great thing, right? And then number four, I told you got four life-changing keys to success. One is decide exactly what you want. Two is set a deadline. Three, take action every day. And then four, persist until you succeed. Persist until you succeed. Keep going until you succeed. Keep going all the way to the top. When you're on that race, don't stop until it's over. And when is it over? When you reach a certain milestone in that certain industry, and you're happy with what your efforts you put into. That's what I think. That's what I feel, because, I've started a lot of things and started a lot of ventures. And when I don't put all my 100% into something, I know that, I gave up on myself, right? When you don't put 100% effort in something, and if it fails, you knew that you weren't all in. and you never persisted until it was successful. So, you know, you want something that bad, you have to persist until you succeed. So that's pretty much what we got today. For all of you guys listening in, take action, you know, decide, set those deadlines, take action every day, persist until you succeed. One more quote, Pablo Picasso said, "The most important foundational key to success is taking action. Action is the foundational key to all success." And that's, you know, that's just so simple. But there's so much more that comes with taking action today. Don't stand on the sideline. You know, let's play the game of life. Let's start today. Let's be amazing. And let's take action today. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening in to the Kingdom Gains Podcast. Speak life. Speak hope. Speak love. Let's do this.